Hi, Mike. Now, it's special. For some reason I don't know, I said, yeah, come along and show it to me. I've just seen it, and it's pretty impressive. Now, tell me what it is.
Basically, we've tried to make a 3D virtual Earth. Where
that's the whole Earth, isn't it?
That is the
whole Earth. Planet.
Whole planet Earth. You'll be able to find your property, your house, a bit like in Google or Microsoft world, where you kind of hover around, you find satellite imagery, you zoom in, and the differences end, the similarities end at that point. Then you'll be able to actually put a building onto the world, go into a 3D environment, create yourself an avatar, see this building come to life, build inside this building, put your virtual items in there, and basically it just takes a life of its own, really. So it's a replica of the real life, real world.
That's what I couldn't get my head around, but you've shown it to me now. You've got the whole world, every street in the whole world, that you've got them, the data from public sources, and you are superimposed onto an aerial photography from public sources, and your own 3D engine puts those together in order to...
That's correct. So there's several factors that have to come together to have a 3D world. You have to have a fairly fast, efficient engine to render all the data. Then there is the communication that comes in between. You know, you're sitting in your house in the UK and someone else is in America, but how do you join all this data together and send your information to someone else? Then there is the difficulty of how do you actually render the maps? Where do you get the information for the maps? When you look at something like Google Earth or what Microsoft have done in Bing or Yahoo, these aerial photographies have actually been taken, they've been compiled, they've been joined together in a certain way so that you can coherently go and look around.
Right. Now, that's amazing. Now, if I remember rightly, Second Life, like it cost them $20 million to start off, and that was just doing a relatively small thing. Google has spent hundreds of millions. How much have you spent?
About the price of a couple of small Mercedes
C-classes. How many have you been working on this?
We've been at it for since 2004, and the planning took the first 2 or 3 months, and then after that, basically once we had the planning and we did all the feasibility studies of what we can make, if it's possible, we started coding.
This is in your spare time, because you've got a day job.
We all have day jobs, and we do this in our spare time,
Well, I think it's really impressive. I'm going to hope to write about it very soon. Thank you very much for popping round.
You're welcome.